About half of 500 victims surveyed said they'd been ripped off by close friends or relatives who lifted their wallet or purse. The poll was done by Javelin Research and the Better Business Bureau on behalf of firms like CheckFree, Visa, and Wells Fargo Bank. While it's still a serious problem, only a minority said they'd been defrauded over the phone or on the net. Glenn Lloyd is a spokesman for the Wisconsin Division of Consumer Protection. He agrees that most identity theft is committed the old-fashioned way.
You're susceptible to the checkout clerk or the bookkeeper maybe, or a waiter, or someone up the line in a business that has access to those numbers. Most people in our system are honest, but every now and then there are someone that's dishonest.
Lloyd says 2,600 people in Wisconsin reported identity theft last year. Across the country, ID thieves defrauded victims to the tune of more than $52 billion. Lloyd says people can protect themselves by never giving out account information to someone who contacts them on the phone or by email, by going over monthly credit card and checking account statements with a fine-tooth comb, and instead of putting important documents in your mailbox at home, Lloyd says you should take them to the post office or drop them in a secure curbside mailbox. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.